From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Farron Young.
I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Don't want slow walking, sad singing, let them have a jubilee. I want to leave a lot of happy women thinking pretty thoughts of me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy suit, and I really do get around. I got a little black book, and the gals look cute, and I know the name of every spot in town. I want to find them, fool them, leave them, and let them do the same to me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I'm a wampus cat, let me grab my hat, and honey, come along with me. We're going to do some fancy stepping, we're really going on a spree. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Well, you may not approve of the things I do, but it really don't bother me. But don't ever think you can tie me down. I'm on a straight foot loose and fancy. We should jump back, make tracks, move out, and let the pretty gals and me. I want to live fast, live hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
Thank you, folks. Thanks just a whole lot, and a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome to all my friends and neighbors. Well, sir, we've just got country singers and dancers and musicians just jam-packed backstage, waiting to show you all a real good time. So, Grant Turner, how about you stepping in here and telling the folks who's with us tonight?
Sure will, Farron. Well, Rod Brassfield is here, and we're having a special visit, too, from Rod's Uncle Sipe. There's Chester Atkins and Del Wood and the entire Opry gang.
Yes, sir, and along with another real special visitor, that great big drink of water from up in the West Virginia hills, Hawkshaw Hawkins. Well, so we're going to have Hawk out here in just a little bit, but I guess you folks, just like myself, are getting all wrapped up in the new football season. So we went out and got a real fine football player and asked him up here for all you folks tonight. Now, he was an All-American drawback down at Hornwall High, and he's the triple threat teller of tall tales. We're going to get him out here right now, Rod Brassfield.
Howdy, Mr. Farron Young. It's Roger. Good to see you, boy.
Glad to see you. How you been?
Oh, I've been fine. I've been out to the fair, boy.
You've been to the fair,
man,
huh?
Man, I'm telling you, the state fair going on, I've been out there just having more fun than the fair of the monkeys.
I bet you did.
I saw something out there today that just killed me. I saw them Siamese twins. Yeah, I did. One of them was eating watermelon and the other was spitting out the seed.
I might have known I'd get something like that out of you.
My daddy, my papa took all of those kids out there, 14 of them, quite a family.
You ain't kidding, man.
Yeah, there's 6 boys and 6 girls and 2 other kids.
What'd you say?
Well, he took us all out there to the fair, and we was walking down the middle way there, just having a big time there. And they have a big tent out there, see? And right behind this big tent, they've got a little bitty tent back there where them show women dress at. You know them dancers? You know?
Yeah.
One of them poked her finger through the hole in the side of the wall there and just put near put Poppy's eye out. Hey, Fern, have you seen my Uncle Sipe anywhere?
No, I sure have.
Well, I've got to go and see if I can find him. The last time I seen him, they had him arrested down here on Broad Street. They picked him and his car up because he had fluid drive.
Fluid drive?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
He said he had too much fluid to drive.
Oh.
Say, Farron, don't you just love the smell of autumn leaves in the fall?
I sure do, Grant. You know, as long as I'm not the one who has to rake them up. You know, but speaking of the wonderful aroma of autumn, it reminds me of that clean, fresh aroma of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. You know, no wonder men go for PA, Grant.
Right you are, Farron. That's why the ladies welcome Prince Albert around the house, too. But even more important is this, Farron. Nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA. And Prince Albert's own special process, developed over nearly half a century, holds and heightens the mellow, ripe flavor of fine choice tobacco. Keeps it there for your enjoyment, pipe full after pipe full.
Yes, sir, and PA is crimp cut, too, so that it packs neat and firm right into your pipe.
And crimp cut means long burning, cool, comfortable smoking. So whether you smoke a pipe or a making cigarette, give mild, tasty PA a try. Find out why they call Prince Albert the National Joy Smoke.
Well, sir, you're talking about a fellow making friends and influencing people. Well, sir, here comes a real tall guy who came to the opera, and I don't think the folks around here will ever let him go. He's one of the top country music singers. He's been doing real fine, making some real fine records and personal appearances around the country. So what do you say? Let's make him welcome right now, neighbors, Hawkshaw Hawkins! Howdy, Hawk.
Howdy. Fine, and how are you?
Fine. What you been doing lately?
Well, I've been running around over the country a little bit and been making a few records.
Have you, sir?
About all.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm just like everybody else here at the Ryman tonight. We're waiting to hear you sing one. What'll it be?
Well, I'd like to do one of my new records, R.C. Victor record, that is, called How Can Anything So Pretty Be So Doggone
That's
Mean?
Good.
Are you ready?
Yes, baby, you are beautiful. I've got to hand you that. You've got me oh so goggle-eyed, I don't know where I'm at. The more I try to melt you down, you are the iceberg queen. How can anything so pretty be so doggone mean? You're just a little charmer that's so tempting and so bold. You like to set a guy on fire, then turn on the cold. I've tried my best to melt you down, you little old frost machine. How can anything so pretty be so doggone mean? You may be laughing up your sleeve to see me in a sweat, but I have got a notion that you're playing hard to get. To win your love's the hardest thing that I have ever seen. How can anything so pretty be so doggone mean? You're just a little charmer that's so tempting and so bold. You like to set a guy on fire, then turn on the cold. I've tried so hard to melt you down, you little frost machine. How can anything so pretty be so doggone mean?
Well, we sure enjoyed that, Hawk. Yes, sir. And I tell you what we'll do. You get over and grab your partner. Let's have a good old-fashioned hold-out. Because it's time for Grand Ole Opry Square Dance. Look up for right in across and how do you do? Lift it back and how are you? Swing your corner, swing your gate, swing your partner, don't be late. Swing your partner, don't you go to brand new cup and hook up for. Cage bird, out it is. Bird out in the old growing. Swing a corner, see goodbye to all me, just gonna fly. Swing your partner, don't you go to brand new cup and hook up for. Coming it on. Well, sir, it's a mighty pleasing thing to us that you folks have taken to a sacred song we introduced on the Opry some time back and one that we have on Capitol Records. We'd like to do it for you tonight, and it's called God Bless God.
God bless God for the lakes, the trees, the good winds that blow. The hills, the plains, the rain and the snow. God bless God. God bless God. For the eyes to see the wonders He wrought. For the sense to learn the lesson He taught. God bless God. I thank Him for having such patience. His faith in us never grows dim. I thank him for having the faith in us that we should have in him. God bless God for the sun, the moon, the stars up above, for the smile, the kiss, the glory of love. And though this request seems odd, God bless God.
Thank you, folks. Thanks an awful lot. And, well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Roll, roll, roll your own. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, hey, Grant, I didn't know you could sing.
Well, I can't, Baron, but I can roll my own making cigarette with Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, sir, P.A. is sure right for rolling.
And here's why, Baron. Being crimp cut, P.A. rolls easy, firm, smooth, and neat. No matter where you are, Prince Albert doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. And P.A.'s fine, natural flavor is flavor as nature meant it to be. Held and heightened by Prince Albert's own exclusive process. Once you've tried it, you just can't help liking it.
Hey, Grant, let me sing the Prince Albert song.
All right, Baron, right after I tell the fellas to roll their next making cigarette with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Nature in her own sure way put the flavor in P.A. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree it's tobacco. It's nature meant tobacco to be.
Well, so I don't have to tell anybody with two good ears that what you're hearing right now is some of that long-gone piano playing. It's Miss Dale Wood, and the tune's called The 12th Street Rag. Fine, Dale, hon. Thank you an awful lot. I don't know if you folks here in the rhyme has been noticing or not, but we sort of got the old rhyming spruced up a little bit. And that's because we only get a visit from this next fella about once a year. And when he does come, well, sir, it's a real occasion. So let's give a real grand old Opry welcome to Rod Brasfield's favorite relative, Uncle Si. Come on out here, Uncle Si.
How you doing?
Hello,
Mr.
Bird.
Glad to see you again.
Thank you, boy.
You enjoying yourself tonight?
Dad, blame any time I get away from the old woman, I have me a good time, boy. Dad, blame I've been cutting up and going to town. Yeah. You know what happened this morning, Mr. Fern?
No.
Down there at the depot, I stopped in there to get me a little bite to eat.
Uh-huh.
And the fella that run it wasn't our kind of folks, I don't reckon. He had a kind of a little old monkey, pet monkey, sitting there by the cash register. And what I ate amounted to a quarter.
A quarter?
Yeah, and he told me, and I went up there and laid my quarter down.
Yeah.
And that monkey just picked it up and swallowed it.
You don't mean that.
Yeah, and this fella come bullying up there and said, give me a quarter. You owe me a quarter. And I said, I laid it down there and your monkey swallowed it.
Right.
And he says, that monkey don't swallow money. And I said, well, he swallowed my quarter.
Yeah.
And he reared back and says, you're a liar.
Oh.
And then I just told him, I got him told right then. I said, where I come from, you call anybody a liar, it means fight.
That's right.
He said, well, why don't you fight?
I said, well, I ain't where I come from right now. But he got pretty belligerent there. Called me a liar, see, and I made up my mind right then I was going to whoop somebody. I laid my quarter down, the monkey swallowed it, and I was ready to go. I looked him over, and a great big old, I bet he weighed over 200 pounds. And he had a little bitty puny monkey there. And so I just hauled off and hit his monkey. I knocked $9.80 out of that thing.
You beat anything I ever saw.
Aaron, have you seen my Uncle Sipe anywhere? Have you seen Uncle Sipe anywhere? Well, the old booger was heading right down that way. Uncle Sipe, you booger, where have you been? I've been looking everywhere for you. What's you doing so late getting here?
Well, hey, listen. Where's Minnie Pearl?
Minnie Pearl?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's in Kansas, Nebraska, or somewhere. She ain't here tonight.
Well, she's what I come to see.
Is that right?
That woman sends me.
Yeah. Well, she's a honey, I'll say it. Sends you?
Well, not exactly, but I talk about her so much around the house that the old woman sent me. That's what.
How is the old woman that sap getting along?
Yeah, Rod, not too good.
No?
No, I'd have been here a little sooner, but I had to rub her down.
Yeah?
I rubbed her with Gumball's caustic balsam.
Is that right?
Kind of a liniment.
Liniment.
I tell you what happened, see?
Had an accident or something.
No, the other day was our anniversary.
Anniversary?
Our pewter anniversary.
Pewter anniversary?
Well, it is 2 months past that golden anniversary.
I see what you mean, yeah.
And it had done cankered.
Yeah.
You know what I got her?
What'd you get her?
I bought her a washing machine.
Sure does.
Well, our well's dry, you know.
Yeah.
And I bought her this washing machine, and that old ignorant heifer, you know what she done?
What'd you do?
Crawled up in there to take a bath.
Take a bath? And take a bath in the washing machine?
And one of the young'uns throwed the switch, and them little paddles nearly beat her to death.
Uncle Sipe, you mean to say that it bruised her somewhat?
Yeah. Yeah, it bruised her somewhat. And just took all the hide off of her otherwise.
Well, never mind about poor Lake Sap now. I'll tell you what, Uncle Sipe.
Uh-huh.
Fern Young just told me that right about here is where me and you supposed to tell a funny story or two.
Well, somebody ought to liven it up.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do. I'll tell one, and you stand over and laugh at mine, and then you tell one, I'll stand over and laugh at yours. See?
If you wasn't my brother, I wouldn't do it, but I'll...
All right. Now, don't interrupt me now while I tell my story.
I won't bother you.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, there was a whale.
What kind of whale?
Well, it was a little old teenancy. I mean, it was a great... What difference does it make what kind of a whale it was?
I don't care.
Well, shut up then. Don't bother me. I'm going to tell this story. This whale was swimming out in the ocean.
What ocean?
It was the South Pacific. I mean, I don't care what ocean it was. He was swimming out there.
Yeah?
Yeah. What ocean you want it to be?
Well, it's immaterial.
All right. He was swimming in the immaterial ocean then. And on this same ocean, there was a great big ship.
What kind of ship?
Well, I think it was an MST or LSB. Shut up! I don't know. What difference does it make what kind of a ship it was? It was a ship that swims in the ocean.
Oh.
Yeah.
A swim ship.
Yeah, it was a slim slim. A slim slim. Shut up! Don't make no difference. This here ship was going out to the ocean, and this whale was right in behind it.
What kind of whale?
It was a... I don't know what kind of whale it was. What difference does it make? It was just a whale in a ship.
Whale?
Yeah, whale.
Everybody was scared to death.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody was scared. The captain was a brave man.
Yeah?
He come loping down there on the poop deck, and he grabbed one of these little stools.
What kind of stool?
It was a milking stool.
Going to milk the whale?
Yeah, he's going to milk the whale. Shut up! Who ever heard of milking a whale? No, it was a little old stool there on the deck, and he threw it overboard. The old whale slaughtered it and just kept a-coming.
Oh?
Yeah. Yeah, hungry.
Yeah, hungry.
All of a sudden, everybody was running around scared to death. He saw a big barrel of apples over there.
What kind of apples?
Well, there was, What kind of apples it was?
Well, Rodley, there's all kind of apples.
Yeah?
There's wine saps, there's Baldens, there's crab apples.
Well, these was crabbins. He threw this barrel of apples over there, the old whale swallowed them and just kept a-coming.
Oh, I see. His hunger hadn't been appeased.
No, it wasn't peas that his apples is eating. Just kept a-coming. All of a sudden, he saw Jonah sitting over there.
Yeah?
Grabbed Jonah and threw him over there. Old whale swallowed Jonah and just kept a-coming.
Hey, Rod.
Huh?
I think I've heard that.
Yeah?
Yeah, when they cut that whale open.
Yeah?
They found old Jonah sitting on the stool selling apples 3 for a dime.
That was really something. Hey, Uncle Sipe, you come back and see us real soon again, won't you? Well, so personally, I think we ought to get back to some real good country music, and I couldn't think of a better fella to call out here to give it to you. Our special guest for tonight, Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Thank you very much, Baron. I didn't know whether he's going to talk to me there or not, so we'll start out with another RCA Victor record, because I'll take a chance with you. I'll take a chance with you, love. I'm throwing my chips all in. For life without you is no good, love. I must take a chance to win. Love is a game of chance I take, where the deal isn't always fair. I'll take a chance, my heart's at stake. I hope our two hearts make a pair. I'll lead with my heart. If you follow through with two hearts together, I know I can't lose. I'll take a chance with you, love. If you'll take a chance with me. My heart, if you follow through with two hearts together, I know I can't lose. I'll take a chance with you, love, if you'll take a chance with me.
Oh, that's real, real wonderful, Hawkshaw. Thanks an awful lot for dropping by here and visiting with us. Now, here's the best doggone guitar picker in the whole world and then some, neighbors. It's Chet Atkins and his guitar going right along with the Gay Ranchero. fine, Chester. You know, right about here, neighbors, we'd like to do a song for you that we've sort of taken a shine to. I wrote it, and we recorded it for the Capitol Record folks. And if you folks don't mind, we'd like to sing it for you again. It's, the tune is called All Right. Been too strong. If you can't forgive me now for doing just one wrong, so all right, though it hurts me so, I'll pay the cost. Your love I've lost, I guess it's time to go. Now, but it will have to be all right. Well, so neighbors, thank you. Thank you very much. You've certainly been wonderful this night. But doggone, if the time hasn't got away from us again, we're going to have to go. We hope you folks enjoyed yourself as much as we did at the opera tonight. And we want you to be sure and get in on the fun next week, same time, same place. Because we're going to come calling for you again in the old buckboard, and in the driver's seat will be the Texas troubadour himself, Ernest Tubb. Now, I want to tell you one thing. Ernest can sure pick his special guest because he's bringing along Miss Goldie Hill. So until then, neighbors, this is yours truly, Fern Young, saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you folks next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
How can you measure the enjoyment you get from your cigarette?
By the way the smoke feels and tastes. That's why so many smokers favor king-size Cavaliers. When you smoke a Cavalier, you can feel and taste the smoking enjoyment. Feel the smooth, light, easy-going quality of the smoke. Taste the rich, welcome flavor.
Yes, that's the two-way smoking pleasure you get with every puff of a king-size Cavalier. Today's the day to discover the fresh, new feeling of smoking wonderful Cavaliers. Today's the day to catch up with the thousands of smokers who have found that Cavalier is the cigarette that gives two-way smoking enjoyment at no extra cost.
Yes, you can get all the extras when you smoke king-size Cavaliers. Extra length, extra flavor, and extra value. Yes, remember, there's been no increase in the price of Cavaliers. Get your carton of king-size Cavalier cigarettes today.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.